In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. This evening, we commemorate the Last Supper. Our Lord's, in a sense, goodbye to the apostles. This is, He is preparing them for His departure. He gives to them, gives to the church, really establishes the church in a way. He gives the Blessed Sacrament. He institutes the priesthood. And he talks to the disciples. He instructs them during the Last Supper. And in the Gospel of St. John, there are some very beautiful passages where our Lord is instructing the apostles. He gives to them on this night a new commandment. He says that you are to love as I have loved you. This is a new commandment, as he says. If you recall earlier, while he is discoursing, one of the Pharisees challenges him, and our Lord asks him, and he says, the commandment, the great commandment, as we call it, you are to love the Lord your God with your whole mind, your whole heart, your whole soul, and your neighbor as yourself. And our Lord says, you answered correctly. This commandment, or these two commandments, sum up all of the law. And then he says, and you are not far from the kingdom of heaven. Now it's important to understand that the great commandment, as we call it, is the summation of the old law. That is, it makes us the standard. You are to love the Lord your God with your whole heart, with your whole mind, with your whole soul, and your neighbor as yourself. That's the old commandment. And even then, under the old covenant, people cannot obey it. You cannot do it because of sin. Sin taints us and prevents us from loving as we should. But on this night, our Lord gives a new commandment that supersedes that old one. He raises the bar, so to speak. He says, you are to love as I love you. This is God speaking. You are to love as I love you. And then he proceeds to show, to demonstrate what that love is. He girds himself and he has the apostles sit down so that he washes their feet. Of course, St. Peter, being St. Peter, says, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? You are not. You shouldn't wash my feet. And our Lord says, well, if I do not wash your feet, then you have no place with me. So then St. Peter goes from one extreme to the other, of course. Well then, wash my hands and my head and my feet. And our Lord says something mysterious, and it's important to understand, because this is given to us so that we understand what our Lord is doing. For those who might read this, just think our Lord is just showing humility here, and he is showing extreme humility by bowing down as God, of course, to wash the feet of the apostles, which is, of course, a humbling act. But he's doing something more. What does he say? He says, he that is washed needs but only to wash his feet and is wholly clean. The feet only need to be washed, and then you are wholly clean, to paraphrase or put it in a little more modern terminology. What does that mean? That literally isn't correct. So what is our Lord saying here? The washing of the feet represents our purification from the things of the world. For the feet is that part of us which is in contact constantly with the world. And it is that part of us which is most soiled or most defiled of the things of the world. And so that is what is represented bodily, that bodily soiling, that bodily contact, then transfers spiritually. that what is happening is our Lord is cleansing the apostles from the defilement, from the soiling of the world in a spiritual way. It is a form of purification. By washing the feet, it is not just a symbol that he's doing, a symbol of humility. He is humbling himself. Why? So that he would cleanse the apostles from sin. Cleanse them from the soil, the defilement, from contact with this world. We are in this world, but we are not of this world. And then our Lord gives that statement that says, and you are clean. He says immediately after that previous sentence, you are clean, but not all. In reference to, of course, Judas, who does have his feet washed, but he resists it. And he is not purified. And so our Lord then lives out the commandment. He gives us the commandment, you are to love as I have loved you. And then he shows us what to do. By humbling ourselves, we are to wash each other. We are to help each other. We are to love each other so that we would all remain pure and clean from this world. We are to help, to pray for each other. And so on this night, of course, we continue that tradition. Literally, the priest washes the feet of 12 men in order to symbolize this. But we have to remember this is more than just, like I said, a sign of humility. It is a sign in that through Christ we are made pure from this world. We are washed from this world. This comes through the priest, of course, by which we are then made clean from this world. And then it extends on to you. St. Paul refers to fathers, husbands. Husbands, you are to keep your wives clean, free from defilement in this world. And of course, this commandment applies to all. We are to love as Christ loves. St. John, at the Last Supper, laid his head upon the breast of our Lord. And the mystics relate, it's not in the Gospels, so it's private revelation, but they relate that he heard. We can even imagine it. His ear was laid upon the breast of our Lord, and he could hear the beating of the Sacred Heart. He could hear the blood swooshing through his veins. He could hear, feel it, the love of our Lord for us. Our Lord revealed that heart centuries later, the Sacred Heart. And it is the symbol of his love for us. But it is not just his love for us. It is to be the model for us that we are to love with his love, that our hearts are to be like his. So, on this night, let us pray and let us meditate upon this commandment. Let us pray for the grace to fulfill it, to obey it, that we would have a heart like his. And let us meditate upon this great commandment, this new commandment, that we are to love as he loves. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.